Her steps got slower and slower as she passed the great bronze doors, the huge slabs of the Central Intelligence Building, as she finally saw ahead of her the strange, light, pulsing dome of it. Father said it was all right for me to be afraid. He said to go ahead and be afraid. And Mrs. Hu said, I don't understand what she said, but I think it was meant to make me not hate being only me, and me being the way I am. And Mrs. Watson said to remember that she loves me. That's what I have to think about. Not about being afraid, or not as smart as it. Mrs. Watson loves me. That's quite something, to be loved by someone like Mrs. Watson. She was there. No matter how slowly her feet had taken her at the end, they had taken her there. Directly ahead of her was the circular building, its walls glowing with violet flame, its silvery roof pulsing with a light that seemed to Meg to be insane. Again she could feel the light, neither warm nor cold, but reaching out to touch her, pulling her toward it. There was a sudden sucking, and she was within. It was as though the wind had been knocked out of her. She gasped for breath in her own rhythm, not the permeating pulsing of it. She could feel the inexorable beat within her body, controlling her heart, her lungs, but not herself, not Meg. It did not quite have her. She blinked her eyes rapidly and against the rhythm until the redness before them cleared and she could see. There was the brain. There was it, lying pulsing and quivering on the dais, soft and exposed and nauseating. Charles Wallace was crouched beside it, his eyes still slowly twirling, his jaw still slack, as she had seen him before, with a tick in his forehead reiterating the revolting rhythm of it. As she saw him, it was again as though she had been punched in the stomach, for she had to realize afresh that she was seeing Charles, and yet it was not Charles at all. Where was Charles Wallace, her own beloved Charles Wallace? What is it I have got that it hasn't got? You have nothing that it hasn't got, Charles Wallace said coldly. How nice to have you back, dear sister. We have been waiting for you. We knew that Mrs. Watson would send you. She is our friend, you know. For an appalling moment, Meg believed. And in that moment, she felt her brain being gathered up into it. No! She screamed at the top of her lungs. No, you lie! For a moment, she was free from its clutches again. As long as I can stay angry enough, it can't get me. Is that what I have? That it doesn't have? Nonsense, Charles Wallace said. You have nothing that it doesn't have. You're lying, she replied, and she felt only anger toward this boy who was not Charles Wallace at all. No, it was not anger. It was loathing. It was hatred, sheer and unadulterated. And as she became lost in hatred, she also began to be lost in it. The red miasma swam before her eyes. Her stomach churned in its rhythm. Her body trembled with the strength of her hatred and the strength of it.